breathe.
Well, you got him down, man. Let him breathe, least, man.
I can't breathe.
I've been trying to help out. So he can breathe. Look at his neck, man. One of my homies died. He ran with the backbone.
I'm about to die to see.
Why?
Man, I can't breathe my face. Just get up.
What do you want?
I can't breathe. Please, the knee in my dick. I can't breathe shit.
I can't breathe. The last words of the African-American George Floyd when he was murdered by a white police officer on an open road on May 25th, 2020. He was one of the many victims of violent assaults and murders on African Americans and African American history. Racism, racial segregation, and lynching was, and sadly still is, a big problem in the United States of America. Today I want to tell you what the life of an African American in the United States used to be like. Imagine you live in a country that considers you inferior in every area of your life. You're not allowed to use the same seats on buses and trains as white people. You can't go to a normal school. You can't eat in a restaurant. You can't even go to church. And this all just because of your skin color. This sounds crazy, but so was reality in the late 19th century. In 1890, the southern states even rewrote their constitution to enforce the segregation of the races by law, the so-called Jim Crow laws, and the Supreme Court confirmed it is legal. This systematic humiliation of African Americans took place in the daily life of the United States for almost a half century, until the Supreme Court overturned its earlier decision 1954 and ruled that segregated schools were inherently unequal. However, the desegregation took place very slowly, so black students even had to be protected from riot rioters by U.S. marshals when going to school. Murders of blacks by police officers and self-appointed violence in the United States are unabated. They are the legacy of a century of systematic dehumanization. Emmett Till, Breonna Taylor, Alton Sterling, and lately George Floyd are just a few victims of lynching murders in African American history. From 1877 till today, more than 4,500 black men, women, and children were lynched by white mobs. They were shot, skinned, burned alive, beaten to death, or strung up, and this often right in front of those who should protect them instead of supporting such a cruel act. It is in our hands to prevent such events from happening in the future. It is our duty, for the sake of justice, to punish all those atrocities with the full force of the law. Our generation is the future of this world and decides in which direction we are gonna move. Don't ever forget that.